Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the laws and judgments, which you shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord Jehovah God of your forefathers gives you to possess it, all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall completely destroy all the places, in which the nations which you shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, and upon the hills, and under every green tree. And you shall throw down their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire, and you shall cut down the graven images of their gods, and destroy their names out of that place. You shall not do so, set up idols or groves, to the Lord Jehovah your God, but to the place which the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even to his home you shall seek, and there you shall come, and there you shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and lifted up offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and of your flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord Jehovah your God, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to, you and your households, in which the Lord Jehovah your God has blessed you. You shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatever is right in his own eyes. Because you have not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance, which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you. But when you go over the Jordan River, and live in the land which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you to inherit, and when he gives you rest from all your enemies all around, so that you live in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose to cause his name to live there. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the lifted up offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to the Lord Jehovah. And you shall rejoice before the Lord Jehovah your God, you and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maidservants and the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but only in the place which the Lord Jehovah shall choose in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Nevertheless, you may kill and eat meat in all your gates, whatever your soul desires, according to the blessing of the Lord Jehovah your God which he has given you. The unclean person and the clean person may eat of it, as of the gazelle and of the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood, you shall pour it upon the earth as water. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your corn, or of your wine, or of your oil, or the firstborn of your herds, or of your flock, nor any of your vows which you vow, nor your freewill offerings, or lifted up offering of your hand. But you must eat them before the Lord Jehovah your God, in the place which the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite who is within your gates, and you shall rejoice before the Lord Jehovah your God in all that you put your hands to. Take heed to yourself that you not forsake the Levite as long as you live upon the earth. When the Lord Jehovah your God shall enlarge your border, as he has promised you, and you shall say, I will eat meat, because your soul longs to eat meat, you may eat meat, whatever your soul desires. If the place which the Lord Jehovah your God has chosen to put his name there is too far from you, then you shall kill of your herd and of your flock, which the Lord Jehovah has given you, as I have commanded you, and you shall eat in your gates whatever your soul desires. Even as the gazelle and the deer is eaten, so you shall eat them, the unclean person, and the clean person shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that you not eat the blood, because the blood is the life, and you may not eat the life with the meat. You shall not eat it, you shall pour it upon the earth as water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you, and with your children after you, when you shall do that which is right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. Only your holy things which you have, and your vows you shall take, and go to the place which the Lord Jehovah shall choose. And you shall offer your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord Jehovah your God. And the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord Jehovah your God, and you shall eat the meat. Observe and hear all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you, and with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good, and right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah your God. When the Lord Jehovah your God shall cut off the nations from before you, where you go to possess them, and you succeed them and live in their land. Take heed to yourself that you not be snared by following them, after they have been destroyed from before you, and that you not inquire after their gods, saying, How did these nations serve their gods? Even so, I will do likewise. You shall not do so to the Lord Jehovah your God, because every abomination to the Lord Jehovah, which he hates, they have done to their gods, because even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. The things I command you, observe to do it. You shall not add to it, nor diminish from it.